You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW students will likely see tuition increases for the third year in a row. System President Jay Rothman has proposed a jump in tuition and fees by up to 5%. For resident undergrads, that'll bring tuition to $12,166 at UW-Madison. The full Board of Regents is set to vote on the plan Thursday. And Governor Tony Evers issued nearly two dozen partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law at 1:30 in the morning on Thursday, less than an hour after lawmakers passed it. Shally Pittman has more.
Perhaps the most significant veto, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Governor Evers has proposed closing the prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own. And he said he objected to setting a firm deadline without having a plan in place.
You know, saying that we're going to do Green Bay by 29 doesn't mean a damn thing. We have to start working on this.
So he removed the deadline for an overhaul by 2029. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and the potential closure of Green Bay Correctional. Jim Rafter, the village president of Alloway, where the prison is based, called the veto a sign of broken government. He says the time for studies has, quote, come and gone, and that the village deserves a timeline. Republican reps David Steffen of Howard and Benjamin Franklin of DePere also criticized the move. They say Green Bay is structurally unsafe, older than Alcatraz, and that a firm deadline would have forced the state to act.
More Wisconsinites are getting connected to broadband. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the governor's task force on broadband access. According to that report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service last year. Still, according to data from the FCC, about 8% of Wisconsin homes and businesses don't have internet at all. And on top of that, another 8% don't have high-speed internet. The report recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion and prioritizing fiber technology where possible and alternative options in harder-to-reach areas. Meanwhile, changes from the Trump administration may complicate further efforts to expand broadband. The Cap Times reports programs started by the Biden administration were ready to go here, but federal officials hit pause in June and told states to rescind money already spent. They also told states to deprioritize fiber. One member of the governor's commission told the paper everything is, quote, in limbo. And now it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger-than-expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
That's reporting from Melissa Kay, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. that was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got four pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic Franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear, we'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.